transit's under attack, what do we do?
Stand up, fight back.
When public transit's under attack, what do
we do? Over 100 people rallied inside the State House on Wednesday afternoon to vent their frustrations over MBTA fare hikes and service cuts. Occupy MBTA, a working group of Occupy Boston, organized this event. They held a People's Assembly on the Grand Staircase to veto the proposed budget and give voice to the people who are most affected by this plan. Ariel Oshinsky, an organizer with Occupy MBTA, opened the People's Assembly.
Over the past several months, thousands of people have attended the MBTA public hearings to deliver a very simple message. No hikes, no cuts, no layoffs. But today's vote shows that those hearings were just for show. So that's why we have to have our own people's hearing to deliver a people's veto to the budget and develop our own people's plan for public transportation. That's why Occupy Boston put out a call for a national day of action today on April 4th. And over 25 cities across the nation heard our call and responded. From Portland to Pittsburgh, from Denver to Detroit, and Seattle to St. Paul, we are standing up together today to say, mic check!
Mic check!
Mic check!
Mic check!
Today!
Today!
On April 4, 2012!
On April 4, 2012!
We have come together!
We have come together!
To demand public transportation for the 99%!
To demand public transportation for the 99%! The economy has been destroyed
by Wall Street greed.
By Wall Street greed.
And endless wars.
And endless wars.
At the time when it is needed the most.
At the time when it is needed the most.
Public transit is under attack.
Public transit is under attack.
Facing cuts in services.
Facing cuts in services.
Fare hikes.
Fare hikes.
And all over the nation.
And all over the nation.
Our public infrastructure.
Our public infrastructure
is being undermined.
Is being undermined.
There are millions to pay.
There are millions to pay.
To Wall Street banks.
To Wall Street banks.
For interest rate swaps.
For interest rate swaps.
When the interest rates are rigged.
When the interest rates are rigged.
By bankers and their servants.
By bankers and their servants.
In the Capitol.
In the Capitol.
Martin Luther King Jr. said.
Martin Luther King Jr. said.
That war is an enemy of the poor.
That war is an enemy of the poor.
And should be attacked as such.
And should be attacked as such.
However.
However.
There seems to be millions for war.
There seems to be millions for war.
Across the nation we have been told.
Across the nation we have been told.
That there's no money for transit.
That there's no money for transit.
Today we have come together.
Today we have come together.
To say.
To say.
No more excuses.
No more excuses.
Public transit is a right.
Public transit is a right.
Fund it.
Fund it.
Or further prove.
Or further prove.
That you are not on the side of the people.
That you are not on the side of the people.
Thank you.
The crowd was loud and boisterous and hoped that the legislatures would hear their message. Kaylee is a student from Boston who depends on the T.
I'm a college student at Framingham State University, and this is like a big discussion in class right now. So honestly, I'm one of those people who travel at night, and that's really important for me.
And you're completely dependent on the T.
Yeah, I am. I don't have a car. I don't have a license.
Shirley of Boston walked over to the State House from her South End home to show her support for the protest and to complain about how the state government spends her tax dollars.
Deval Patrick is a disgrace. He knows that he's got tons of money. He's awash in money. He doesn't know what to do with it. He just gave $22.5 million to Liberty Mutual to subsidize their tower, which triggered a $24 million gift from the city. So Liberty Mutual, one of the richest corporations in the world, is now getting a $50 million tax break. $50 million. We're talking here about a $150 million shortage. That's one developer.
And that's one-third of the shortage you're talking about.
One-third of the shortage. And for nothing. There isn't even any jobs at stake, or nothing.
Noah McKenna is another organizer of this event. He compared the budget deficit of the T to the amount of money spent by the military on drone strikes. He also referenced the classic Kingston Trio song, And to this reporter, he looked and sounded like a famous Massachusetts activist from a bygone era, Abby Hoffman. Here, Noah addressed the crowd inside the State House.
You know, we're using as our slogan, Free Charlie, right? Free Charlie. I don't know how many of you know the story of Charlie.
This is Charlie.
Yeah. Charlie's from a song that was written a long time ago. And it was made popular by the Kingston Trio. It's about a guy named Charlie. Guess what? Charlie is the precursor of the 99%. Yeah. Charlie is your normal working class guy, hardworking person, not a person who is engaged in fraud on the scale to bring down the US economy. He's like me and you.
Yes.
Charlie one day left his house with a dime. That was what it cost to get on the train at that point. He went to the station, paid his dime, and he found out when he got to JP, he got on a Kendall Square and came to JP, found out there'd been a fare increase. And at that point, you had to pay the full fare to get off, so they wouldn't let him off the train. And he's been stuck on the train all this time. The MBTA has captured him and turned him into a mascot. A mascot that they're using now to increase the fares. Charlie's not on their side. Charlie's with us.
Free Charlie! Free Charlie! Free Charlie! Free Charlie! Free Charlie!
Free Charlie!
And when we say Free Charlie, that has another meaning too. Because public transportation is a right. So when we say Free Charlie, we're saying, you know what? Public transportation should be free. We've got plenty of money to fund public transportation. We've got a military budget of global conquest proportions.
Yes.
Do we want to have people be able to get from point A to point B, enjoy the beautiful city that we have here in Boston?
Stay healthy.
Or do we want to continue to bomb people with drones in countries that we are not at war with? This is a question that we all have to ask ourselves. It's a question of priorities. People's needs got to come before the greed of the military industrial complex and the banks that fund them.
There were many speeches of support from various unions and community groups. Stefania is a community activist from Dorchester.
In the Commonwealth of Massachusetts is a problem. The proposed budget in Scenario 3 that the MBTA is now presenting does not work in the interest of the 99%. And so the Fast Five has gone to the board meeting and has presented solutions, but at the end of the day, it doesn't seem like the MBTA wants to hear the 99%. But the bottom line core principle that we want to keep in mind, just like everything else, every point of history that we've made in this Commonwealth, is that when we fight,
yes, we win.
When we fight,
we win.
When we fight,
we win.
We are the 99%, and transportation should work for us.
Some people spoke anonymously but passionately, as was the case of a woman from Needham, who started with a history lesson.
Hey, who here knows a little history?
I do.
Does anybody remember Michael Dukakis?
Yeah.
Well, when my aunt, God bless her, rest in peace, used to take the tea every morning, who did she see on the tea? That's right. Every day he'd get on that tea and people'd say, "Hi, Governor, how you doing?" I don't think we have that going on anymore. Well, just recently, I live out in Needham, middle-class suburb, only 11 miles from the city, but it might be universes away. Because to get from Needham into Boston, we can take a commuter rail, but not on Sundays, and now probably not on Saturdays. We can take our one bus, which is bus 59. We can take that to go to Newton Highlands, and then we can take the tea into the city. But if you come back before 7:30 on a Sunday night, you can't take the tea, so you have to take a cab from Newton Highlands to get to Needham, which sometimes I have been quoted a price of $10 for the first mile. Who the heck can afford that? Nobody. Well, now they want to cut bus 59. And they want to take the commuter rail from Needham and go from 475 for a one-way trip, and they wanted to bring it up to $7. Who can afford that? No hikes, no fare cuts, and no... Thank you.
After several speeches, organizer Josh Goldwyn tapped into the frustrations and asked people to join him to take the message directly to House Speaker Rob DeLeo's office upstairs.
Now, we just so happen to be in the State House where decisions get made that affect the lives of the 99%. And Speaker DeLeo is on record that he's not going to raise taxes. But what is the MBTA doing? They're raising taxes on people trying to get to work. They're raising taxes on students trying to get to school. They're raising taxes on seniors trying to get health care and to get to the grocery store. So what we're going to do is we're going to pay a little visit to Speaker DeLeo.
Yes.
We are going to have a people's commute. We'll go up to his office.
Yes.
If you are interested in doing that with me, the train is going to meet right over there in front of the House Ways and Means Committee, and then we'll go on up. Come on.
Most of the rallyers followed Josh up the grand staircase. Three State House security guards stood in the doorway to the Speaker's office as people's chants reverberated through the halls.
We got sold out!
Mike's got bailed out!
We got sold out!
Mike check!
Mike check!
Speaker DeLeo!
Speaker DeLeo!
There's about 100 people!
There's about 100 people!
People from across Boston!
People from across Boston!
And the entire Bay State!
And the entire Bay State!
Come out to address the crowd. They moved down the hall to the governor's office, where state police formed a line outside Governor Patrick's outer office. Nobody was looking for confrontation, so the crowd stopped at the line and vented their frustration towards the office. Behind the line, the governor's staff looked on in bewilderment. Meanwhile, word came from DeLeo's office that he was willing to meet with three of the protesters. Josh, who started this impromptu show of force, was among the three. After he and the two others emerged from the office, I asked if they were satisfied.
I think the speaker and I think everybody in the Massachusetts legislature and Governor Patrick understand what opposition there is to these to the cuts and to the hikes and how clearly the people want comprehensive transportation reform. Whether they act on that, what they hear is a completely different story.
And you know, he said, so there's going to be a legislative hearing Monday at 10 o'clock here. We don't know exactly where. And the legislature is going to, they want to hear the reaction of a constituent. I mean...
Your name is?
Denise Zvalen. I'm a physician assistant, part of a Occupy Boston Health Justice group.
And you got into Speaker DeLeo's office at least?
Yes, yes. Speaking to his chief of staff, at least we got in. But let's go see what the other people, what our constituency have to say.
And with that, the whole protest moved outside the State House for continued activities through the evening. Reporting from inside the State House, I am Chuck Rosina for Open Media Boston.